The Sabbath is a blessing for all mankind. Last week, we observed the Feast of Pentecost, one of God's annual holy days. We met in Monette, Missouri, had a wonderful combined service with the Missouri Springfield congregation. And it was really good. Did you know that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath? Anytime man is given something to do, they sort of pollute it, make it go wrong. And please turn with me to Deuteronomy 5. We're going to read here in Deuteronomy 5. It says, "Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you." Now, man didn't make it holy. It was set apart for man. God made it holy from the beginning. We cannot make anything holy. Only thing can be made holy is what God makes holy. It says, "6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord your God, in it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of your cattle, nor the stranger who is in your gates, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord commanded you to keep the Sabbath day." How many of us, if we're still out, basically what we call the world, would just ordinarily just keep the Sabbath day? I doubt if many of us would. We get too many things to distract us from what we're doing. Let me begin in the beginning. Let's go back to Genesis. We go to Genesis 1 and verse 31. We're going down, to 3 or 4. Verse 31 of chapter 1. "Then God saw everything he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. On the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because he rested from all his work, which God had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens." So this was something planned before, long before mankind ever happened. But it's a sign. Let's go to Ezekiel 20, verse 12. God says here, "Moreover, I also gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between them and me, that they may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them. Yet the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness, and they did not walk in my statutes. They despised my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. They greatly defiled my Sabbaths. Then I said I would pour out my fury on them in the wilderness to consume them. They complained as soon as they got out of Egypt about what they had or didn't have to eat or drink. Let's turn with me, please, to Exodus 16. We'll get a little bit of history of what happened there. And we're going to be reading probably most of 16, but, well, we might break it up a little bit. But this was a lesson that we had to learn because they were not obeying God. God did this as a lesson to them to show them how to obey him, and that there are penalties if you don't. And verse 1 of 16, and they journeyed from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after they had departed from the land of Egypt. Then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The children of Israel said to them, oh, that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the pots of meat and when we ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out in here into the wilderness to kill the whole assembly with hunger. Then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain quota every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. And it shall be on the sixth day they shall prepare what they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Then Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, at evening you shall know that the Lord has brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see a glory of the Lord, for he hears your complaints against the Lord. But what are we that we can complain? You can complain against us. Should they actually complain to God? Also Moses said, This shall be seen when the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening, and in the morning bread to the full. For the Lord hears your complaints which you make against him. And what are we? Your complaints are not against us, but against the Lord. Then Moses spoke to Aaron, saying to all the congregation, the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your complaints. Now it came to pass, as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in a cloud. And the Lord spoke to Moses, I have heard the complaints of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. So it was that quails came up in the evening and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay around the camp. And when the layer of dew lifted, there was on the surface of the wilderness a small round substance, as fine as the frost on the ground. So when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, what is it? That's why you go, that's what his name, what is it? And they said to one another, what is it? But they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, this is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord has commanded, that every man gather according to one's needs, one omer for each person according to the number of persons that every man take for those who are in his tent or household. Then the children of Israel did so and gathered, some more, some less. So when they measured it by the omers, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little lacked nothing. Every man had gathered according to each one's need. And Moses said, let no one leave any until morning. This is still getting people to follow God's instructions. We have to follow God's instructions. Moses said, let no one leave any until morning. Well, notwithstanding, they did not heed Moses, but some of them left part of it until morning, and it bred worms and stunk real bad. And Moses was angry with them. So they gathered it every morning, every man according to his need. And when the sun came hot, it melted. And so it was on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for each. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. Then he said to them, "This is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a Sabbath rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake today and boil what you may boil, and lay up for yourselves all the remains and to be kept until morning." So they laid it up until morning, as Moses had commanded, and it did not stink, nor were there found any worms in it. Then Moses said, "Eat that today. Today is the Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day there will not be any." Did they listen? Now it happened that some of the people on the seventh day gathered. They went together, but they found none. And the Lord said to Moses, "How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws?" Verse 29, "See, for the Lord has given you a Sabbath. Therefore, he gives you the six days bread for 2 days. Let every man remain in his place, and let no man come out of his place on the Sabbath." So the people rested on the seventh day. How do we listen to God's commandments when he says, or do we think, we just push a little bit and we can do it our own way, you know? We're here for the Sabbath, to learn God's way. And that's why we have to keep that in mind all the time, because God made the Sabbath holy. And we're to keep it that way. Let us keep this day holy and remember why God created it. Remember, he created it for mankind. He didn't create us for the Sabbath. He made the Sabbath. We did not. Let's observe it his way. Happy Sabbath.